cover.
Most
jars. Yeah, yeah. Alright, let's get the shmech, have a covered perm. Tan. Good? Yeah, the covered perm. I think since the first year we gave, well, no, first it was just me, you, and Gabi. So the first year that it was us three, I think we already said, like, remember we mentioned the word perm in there, like, yeah. Perm.
Wow.
And Mamish, this is like, that was in October, no? It's like, so before, after, like, right after Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Everything just comes back to Rosh Hashanah. Yeah, we should, well, we have to call Gabi just to say that. All right. New Chevra, it's almost perm. It means we should speak about perm. All right. Shem Kol Yisrael, Kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Here we go, Chevra. So it goes like this. We're going to start with the Tzvi HaTzadik, because we have to start with the Tzvi HaTzadik. So Tzvi HaTzadik says the following. A beautiful, beautiful prayer. In his Memorim on its part Da, it's Memor Chodesh Adar, Memor Da, Migas Esther. It says like this. Yeah? So, building on the pasuk, it says that the Nes is called Al Shem HaPur. Right? It's called Al Shem HaPur is the Nes. It says, Raksh, Kavanas HaKasav, who? She'al Kain Karol Yam Eila Purim. And then the pasuk says, oh, therefore we call it these Purim. Really, it's called B'Shem Pur, but we added the Yud and the Mem to make it Perm. The Ram is Shashmo Nikra Gamkein Alanis. Vuapi Amvur B'Divrei HaRizal. Everyone to the mikveh today, Baruch Hashem. Shasvan Mi, the Osios Mi, right, Yud and Mem of Perm, Shebebina. Nishtatvu Lahafuch Klal Lebracha. V'Nasa Purim Akan. Right? So he says, therefore, the Yud and Mem is from the Olam HaBina, is Shaykh the Bina. Bina is always like 50. And that is what turned Pur of Haman into Purim. So Bina we see is what? Is Mamtik Vegvuros. Yeah? Vainin Pashit. Sha'ayadei Shakimum Alay Yisrael, the Yisrael Haman, Harasha Begzerasav. What happened? Haman came, made Gzeras to Mamish destroy us. Vaharal Lahen Me'od Me'od, Mamish. Me'rovat Tzarak Dole Hischil Leharbos, Betshuva. So because Haman made Gzeras on us to Mamish wipe us off the map, therefore, what happened? We saw this. It was serious. If you look in the Midrashim, it was mamish like Hashem signed the Gezerah, the Satan made, it was mamish serious. Even the Avos couldn't help us out, right? But what happened? We were Marba and Tshuva. So we know Tshuva is, Bina is the Olam HaTshuva, right? Shemayim Midlahem Melech Kehaman V'yasu Tshuva, mamish, and also we do crazy Tshuva. Hanikra Mi, Bechinas Bina. That's from Tikune Zohar. The Zohar Kaddish says that Mi is Bina. Yeah, laze amdu lehem bechinas halazu atzma loshi lehem mikol tzarem upur hama nepach lepurenu sod purim gevadik. No, so he says what happened. Originally it was pur, which is Haman's opinion. But what happened because we did tshuva, which is bina. So bina is what? Bina is nikra 50 chamishim, right? Chamishim shari bina. So because we did tshuva, also we turned pur into purim itself. So what? We took the yud mem and made purim like that. Through our tshuva, we create purim. So what's the remes? It's givaldik. Like mamish on Chanukah, I thought about right after Chanukah. Either my chavrus like went to the bathroom or something like that, so I had like a couple seconds. So I was like, okay, it's almost Purim. Like, what's Miloy Purim? So Purim, but Miloy is Gmatria 7:13. So what's 7:13? So I was mechavin to our Rebbe, the Tzvi Tzadik. He says, our remes shekain Purim be Miloy Ola 7:13 Gmatria Tshuva. That when you fill up Purim, the fullness of Purim, the Miloy Purim, is Gematria exactly Tshuva. Because the whole sod of Purim, why? It's not that it's a day of Tshuva, it's that Purim was created through Tshuva. Right? V'zehu Al-Kain Karoliyam Ha'ela Purim, Al-Kain Daika. Why Al-Kain? So it says Al-Kain, which means that on top of Kain. So what's Gematria Kain?
Oh, 7.
7, good. Right? Hainu Bechinas Bina. Why is Cain? Why is Al Cain atop on top of 70 Bina? Shehu Al Bechinas Hazayin Yimei Binyan. Basically, there's seven. Right, we know that the seven spheros and Bina's eight. It's on top of them. So every sphera is nichla with 10 other spheros. Okay. So what's 7 times 10? 70. So that's Cain. But Al Cain means one above Cain, right? Asher Bechalos Esrei Hu Ein. So that's why it says Al Cain Kar Yimei and Purim, right? Because Al Cain is that's Bina and then that's Purim. No? So we see what happened. We see that through our tshuva, which is what? Which we created Purim, but what do we get? Dafka Yud Mem, the Nidin of 50. So we know, anyone who just, when you hear the number 50, you think of Purim. You know that it's something to do with 50, right? Huh?
What's the connection
to tshuva? Tshuva, that Bina is called Olam HaTshuva. Right? Bina is, it's the place where the Ariya Kadosh says. That's where the Zohar says that, right? So that's, the Bina is tshuva. Right? It's also, Bina is the shortest of all Gevuros. Right? So the Iker Nekuda, how you fix Gvuros, is Mamtik Gvuros B'Shorsho. You go to the Shorish, which is the whole, we don't have time, if we have time at the end, we'll say that. That Purim Dafka goes to the Shorish of the Chet itself and flips it around. That's why I'll tell you a nice Remez I thought of. That Chet, basically the thing in Purim is that you go into the Chet and you flip it around. So if you do the Atbash of Chet, yeah? So the Atbash of Chet is, I can't think of the numbers right now off the top of my head, but it's Gematria 510. Yeah? So 510 is the amount of people we killed in Shushan, right, on the day of that we took revenge on them. So Dafka, we were Nahapich our Chet onto our enemies. It's a nice, it was a very, very big matana. But okay. The Indian of 50, Ben Ishchai, everyone knows Ben Ishchai, right? It's good, important to look at his face. So that's a Reuben scene last night. You realize every Ben Ishchai Sefer always has his face on it. So I heard from my Chavusha that one reason is because he's very, they say he was like the Nitzot of Yosef Atzadik, the door. So he's like, you can see he's like very like good looking, very nice looking person. He's like a very nice punim. The man looks like a tzaddik, no? So it's also by Yosef Atzadik, he was also like he was known as like he's very good looking person. So I say that's what Ben Ishchai, that's why he put his face on here, because like it's you need to like look the face of a tzaddik. That's what I heard one time. Because I remember every single Ben Ishchai sefer is just his picture. Yeah? Also one Raviel has in his house is such a nice picture, no? So this is what the Ben Ishchai says. So what's the ending of 50 on Purim? No? What do you think? Where do you see 50 come up? Good, right. Eitz Gavo Chamishim. Right? 50, that he said, make it 50. So listen to Mamish Unbelievable. Ready? Nira. So it says, Belailahu Nadida Shnas HaMelech. That night, the king's sleep was disturbed. Right? So Nira Lermoz Besiata Dishmaya. Kiyadua Shehaman Chashav Lizgabra Mordechai Baos Nun. Sheish Bishmo. She Romez Lenun Dinachash. Right? Haman has a Nun. It's Haim Nun. Right? That Haman said, the way I'm going to beat Mordechai is with Nun. Okay? That's why he made the 850 to hang Mordechai on that. Right? And that's why his wife told him that what? Go in the morning and tell Achashverosh you're going to hang him on the gallows 50 high. Right? So listen to this. It says in the Manos HaLevi and Yaakov Shimoni, it says what? That they said to him, what? Ubaboker amur lemelech v'idlu es Mordechai alav. It says, in the morning, go to the melech and tell him they're going to hang him. Says Ubaboker kodim zman kriyashma, dafka. She said you have to go before zman kriyashma. Why? V'niratam kine yadua mashkas Rabbeinu Hari. Arizal sheish arba kriyashma b'cholim. There's four kriyashmas a day. Shtayim b'layla, right? And Marav and kriyashma amita and shtayim b'yom. We say in Karbanos and also in after Baruchu before Shemone Esrei. V'yadua shepasuk Shema Yisrael. Who? How many oses there in Shema Yisrael? 25 letters. 25. Right? It's Inyan Chanukah. Chanukah Chafei, right? So, 25 letters. Ubezoar, HaKadosh, Koronoso Chafei Asvan Diyichuda. He says it's 25 letters of a Yichud. Right? Everyone knows what a Yichud is, right? So, V'inei, Shel Hayom Heim Shnayim. So now, again, during the day, we say Kriyashma twice. And at night, twice. So what's the Yichud we make now during the day of Kriyashma? 25 and 25 is how much? 50. So it says, Nintzahim Chamishim Osios. Okay, so all of a sudden you see someone with Kriyashma is with 50. What's going on here? Isn't this chavra? Mamash, we're speaking big stuff. This is what we do in Purim. Purim, Mamash, Purim is a big day. You know, we gotta get ready, chavra. Mamash, gotta get ready for Purim. It's crazy.
So it's a Purim's day where everyone gets to be
Tzivah. Ah, who said that? Who said that?
Yankee.
Strulitz. It's MS, MS. Everyone's a Tzivah. Everyone's a Tzivah in Purim. Lachain. Ratzu Sheyomar Lemelech Kodem Zmar Kriyashma. So listen to this, chavra. Listen to what a klipa Haman was. He said that what? That's why they said to Haman, go before Zman Kriyashma. Yeah? Kidei shelo yikra Mordechai Kriyashma shem chamishim osios. V'soi lo levata gzer azu shel eitz kvo chamishim ama. He said, why? Don't let him go. Because if he says Kriyashma, then his yichud of 50 is going to destroy our eitz nun. Right? So again, he made it, Haman and his wife and all those people, they made this nun to destroy Mordechai's nun. Because they knew the koach of Mordechai's Shema. Ach, heim lo yadu. But they didn't realize what? That we also say Kriyashma twice a night. Sheish Bahem Chamishim Osios. V'imkein Kavar B'Kriyaso. Chavre, listen to this. Shtei Pam Kriyashma B'Layla Shu Chamishim Osios. Right? We already said it. Mordechai said Marv and he said Kriyashma Amita. So that itself was already Yichud of 50. Bital Me'alav Gezeras Eitz Gavo Chamishim Amma. So what did Mordechai do through his Kriyashma? He was mevatel the din of the Eitz Gavo Chamishim that Haman was trying to put on Mordechai himself. V'nahapcha ha'gzera shal chamishim al Haman. What happened? By Mordechai saying Kriya Shema, which is the Yichud of Nun, Haman said, you know, I'm going to beat him with my Nun, right? What did Mordechai do? Again, Mordechai was just doing his thing, which gives you a chizuk that you just have to do what you do and just trust Hashem that, like, he'll put your things in a good place. Mordechai, by him saying Kriya Shema, was mevatel the gezera that Haman was trying to put upon him. And it flipped it onto Haman himself. So she said, go before Kriya Shema to beat Mordechai. But they didn't realize that at night it covered us already. Right? Which shows the koach of Kriya Shema itself. When we say Kriya Shema during the day with Kavana, Manam Shasir's Nefesh in Kriya Shema, you don't realize how much that saves us, who that saves in the world. You know? So listen to the Remez, he says. Vazer Ramza Megillah Belaila Hu Nadida Shnasamelch. It says that what? That the king's sleep was awoken, right? Wrote to Lomar, Nun Dada Shnasamelch. What's Dada mean? Nadada. Nun da da hey. So he's saying nun is the os nun itself, and then dada. Right? Klomar, nun, asvan di yechuda shekara Mordechai b'layla. The Kriya Shema he read, which was 50. Yeah? We understood that part?
Yeah.
That was a 50. He dada. What does dada mean? Milashon, it says in Gemara Shabbos, midadin agalin v'saychen. We like, you move them, you push them. Shehavira eshna samech meinav kidei lasos neitz Mordechai. The nun of Mordechai's Kriya Shema, Dada, awoke in the Melech. Right? Push the Melech, awoke the Melech up. Meaning what? Haman thought, Givat, I'm going to go wake up the king and tell him to kill Mordechai. He got there and the king was up already. And he was like, who's in the chatzer? Why? Because how did the king wake up? Nadada. Mordechai's Shema woke him up. The koch of Mordechai's Shema. What? The koch of Chamishim, though. What did we see before about Purim? What was the original name of Purim? Pur. What happened? What got added to it? 50. All of a sudden, the 50 now is Dafka was flipped around on Haman. See, everything on Purim is built around this Nekuda of what? Of Chamishim. Gvaldik Benishchai, no? Mamish Gvaldik. So Gishmak. So, for the Tver Shlomo, the Radamsker, Mamish wild stuff in here. Really, really Gishmak stuff. So listen to what he says on his Ramazim of Purim. Yeah? It says again, Yasu Eitz Gavol Chamishim Amma. Haman said, you know what? What's the eights? The eights was the eights hadas tovera. That's what he's trying to be. That Haman said that what? I'm going to be more eights hadas tovera. Why? Because everyone got pogin. Everyone got messed up in it, right? So therefore he said, if I make it gavo chamishim, I'm going to be able to destroy Mordechai, right? Because why? Because obviously that means that Mordechai, chas sham, has pagam in him. So as long as I could be more that pagam, eights hadas, that's what I could do. Because everything here is being built around, like Moshe was saying last night, a room scene. Everything is built around what was going on in Gan Eden here, right? So listen to this. It says like this. Ah. Be'emes heim ta'u. Ah, Ashverosh and Haman and Zeresh and all the people, they messed up. Bezek ki Mordechai v'b'chinas kulo tov. Because they didn't realize that Mordechai was called Mordechai Tzadik, because he was kulo tov. Tzadik nikar tov. Kimo Moshe Rabbeinu. Vater aso ki tov. Like it says that Moshe also ki tov. And we know the connection of Moshe and Mordechai, right? It says that Moshe was working from above, and Mordechai was from below. They were working on the same team with each other. That's like Mordechai Moshe Gematria Keser also, which has a lot to do with the Indian of Purim itself, right? With the Kola. Lachin, Rubenstein said that also yesterday, right? Lachin, al Mordechai, lo haya lehem shlitas, machmas pegam etzadas. He didn't realize that Mordechai wasn't pogame from the etzadas. Asher heichin lo. So that's why the Pasuk says that the eights that asher heichin lo, that he prepared. So what is heichin lo? So read it. Don't read heichin lo, rather read what? Lo heichin, that for himself he prepared it. That it says that Haman prepared the eights for who? For Mordechai. But it says, no, don't read that. Lo heichin, he really prepared it for himself. Because who was hanged on that very gallows? Haman. But you see what? He didn't realize that Mordechai was already holding by kulo tov. He was holding by what? By this completion. Like who? Like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah? So, again. We said before, the Medrash says that Moshe was from above and Mordechai was from below. They were working together on it. Yeah, Lamala and Lamata. So, before we go on, say this. Right, we spoke about before the name of Shema. So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is Shaykh to Shara Chamishim. We'll get to that in a moment. What's Mordechai's Shaykh to Kriya Shema? So we saw before. But listen to what it says. Yeah? It says that there was a pach on Mordechai, right? On everyone else. Yeah? So listen to this. It says that from Mordechai was mamshich onto everyone in the world, the pach of Mordechai. It's like this. Vishamo holich b'chol medinos. It says about Mordechai, Vishamo holich b'chol medinos. Like his name was, everyone knew him through all the medinos. But the way the Tiferes Shalom reads it, like this. Vishamo holich b'chol medinos. Remez l'hayichud she'asa b'kriya shema. Vishamu is also, is what? Shema. That the Shema of Mordechai spread throughout the whole world. That what? L'hayichud she'asa b'kriya shema b'kabal sol machashmaim hayakocho holich b'chol medinos. With the koch v'shema, it went throughout everything. So what did we say shema was? It was the chamishim. So Mordechai was holding through the chamishim through what? Through his kriya shema. Yeah? So what about Moshe? Where was Moshe? Where's Moshe buried? Har Nevo. Right? It's called, he's buried on Har Nevo. We're going to get to that right. Very good. I'm happy you guys all just said that. You don't know? Because we're going to get to that. Very good. Yishai? He's already holding a vava, you know? Right? So before we get to that nekuda though, of Har Nevo, so the Rebbe of Matl Shlita, right, says what? Har Nevo is also Har Nun Bo, or Bo Nun. Is that Moshe was Zochet to be on the what? Ma'at Melekim. He was on the Mentes. But when he went to Har Nevo, it's Nun Bo. That's when he got to the Nun Chamishim. He got there. So what do we see? Mordechai is holding back Chamishim, and Moshe is holding back Chamishim. So who did Haman met? The two people Haman messed with. Why did he make? Why was he so happy when the Gorah fell out on other? Moshe Rabbeinu's Ptira. So he's Givatik. I'm going to beat Moshe. And who'd he attack? Mordechai. He didn't realize, though, the two people who attacked him were the two people, mamish, that he couldn't touch. Why? Because they were already holding Bashar HaMishim. Dafka Moshe and Mordechai. Right? That's what we said before. The Shema of Mordechai was so strong. That's a Tiferes Shlomo. So we go weiter a little bit. Yeah, everyone good so far? Everyone good? So like it says in the Sefer Yetzira from the Yisaskar, he says the Indian of other goes like this. Is that the other is the letter kuf, right? The mida is schok, and who's the mazel? Mazel other? Dagim. Right? Fish. So how do you say fish in Aramaic? You know? So if you look, when we say, what we say in Parshas Vayechi, Hamach ha-go-osi mikro yivarech ha-ni-arim, it's givala, I get to sing my son to sleep every night. You know, my little fish, you know, holding by other all the time, you know? You know? So it goes like this, right? We say, Hamach kol asim kro, yivarei chasyanim, karib shi, shem vasai avram tziyop, yid gula rov bekev arts. Yid gula rov, dagim, you should, right? Produce like fish. So if you look at the Targum on yid gula rov, it says what? Yid gula rov is uvenuna yama. Uvenuna yama, like the fish of the water. So how do you say fish in Aramaic? Nun. Nuna. Nun is os nun. That the muzzle of other is nun, is dagim, which is the nun itself. That the whole bechina of other we're holding in a place of nun, right? By the Shar Chamishim. Fine. So now that we've built up the idea of Shar Chamishim, what does this have to do with us? What's our avodah in Shar Chamishim? So before we get there, let's go a little bit deeper. Now I'm gonna be MS for you. MS, I'm gonna be MS. Is that I don't really fully understand this, but during Shacharis this morning, I thought about it. I remember I saw this from the Ari last year. So I'm just going to read from the Shar Kavanos. And again, Pashas is not understanding it, what the depth of it, but we're going to take it in a voda from it, right? So listen to what it says in Shar Kavanos from the Ari HaKadosh. We all went to the Emes, right? Should we go to mikveh first? Put pause and go to mikveh? Should we go right now?
Yes.
Should we put in pause? Your call.
I'm just
going. Yeah?
Do you want to drive?
All right, let's go. Let's say it. We'll rely on Ichamata went. So this is this. Birchas hanosin l'sechit bina. Okay? Kevar hod aticha, ki leil nikra kodem chatzos alayla. Laila is before chatzos. V'layla hu achar chatzos alayla. And laila, so leil is before, and laila is after chatzos. V'akein anu mevarchim brachazu achar chatzos alayla. Right, you say hanosin l'sechit bina, right, only after chatzos. Right? So v'sechvi hu Gabriel, so it ha'gvuros. V'chati alele. So sechvi says Gabriel. So first of all, let's come on to sechvi. It's good to know anytime it says bracha. Shin, chaf, vav, yud. Shin is 300. Chaf is 20. Vav is 6. Yud is 10. 336. Gematria perm. So hanosin is sechvi. Sechvi is gematria perm. Yeah? Hu gavriyaso de gvuros v'chati leila m'shech za'aretz v'bina duva. Right, and that's what he says. Sechvi bina. So you see, what's a sheiches of what sechvi purim and bina, huh? Right. Va'az he mamtekes besod va'yavo lo yayin va'yisht. Also, yayin showing up here. How's this happening? Right. Besod yayin hamisameach. Yayin that brings you simcha. V'usod ayom. Aval ha'gevura be'atzma he yayin hamishacher. Right. V'usod halayla. And this zemash kasev. La'havchin bein yom uvein layla. Shehu, the way you tell between yom and layla, shehu aide ha-yayin ha-misameach, ha-nimshach mi-bina. The yayin ha-misameach, which is all in your perm, simchas, right, simcha v'yayin, right, ha-nimshach mi-bina. That yayin comes from bina. Ha-meachin bein yom uvein layla. Again, I don't know, partially these guys probably understood that, I don't understand it fully, but what the avoda you can take from that is what we just see there. We just saw that sefer is much your perm, and bina is yayin. That's mamish perm. It's a perm dekremis. So what does that do for us right now? Yeah? So it goes like this. That everyone have fear of the sefer, sifsechein. Mamish kvali sefer. You should try to get it for perm. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful stuff. So on the nekuda of hamechayv initially besuim puraya, bepuraya adaleyadav. Kivarnis barle el. The ikr havoda besudas perim hu lahamshich mochin the matel olam azen ikr sviras machlis. So the ikr havoda of perim of the suda, it's the mamshich in or to what? To the sphere of machlis. Ayide achila vishtia. Achila is osios achal ka, and shtia is osios shas ka. Right? Oh, look, it's mamsh unbelievable. Mochin de abba ayide achila, right? So abba, which is chachma, comes from the eating. Listen to this. Umochin de ima. What's ima? Ima's bina. So mochin de bina ayide hashtia. Through the drinking, I know this is a little bit deep, but follow, because we're going to bring out the avod of it, right? The mochin of bina comes out through the shtia. Yeah? V'ayosh ikir avodas hayom hu tikun amachus amedes b'smol. Right? Lachein tzarach liyos beis asuda shtia meruba me'achila. Is that what? That the ikir nekuda of the suda is what? Is the bina that comes out of it. Yeah? Bina, again, tracing back, before we get lost. What do we say bina comes from? I know it's deep, but following it, we're going to bring out a nevoah, I promise. Yeah? So what do we say about bina originally?
Tshuva.
What's tshuva? Purim. Right? Bina is 50, right? Yeah? So we said that purim is pur, yud mem. Yud mem is 50, that's bina. So you're mamshich the bina. Yeah? And that's the ikir avod of the suda, is the shtia, ruv me'achila. Now listen to this. It says weiter in that same piece, page Kufyud Gimel. Yeah. It says, Hine, Rashi Zal, Kasav al-Mechayv inish le-Besume, le-Heshtakir b'yayin. You should not just get so drunk on wine, right? Vatav, again, Rav Moshe said last night, I'm not telling anyone to drink or not to drink. Ask your, not your local Orthodox rabbi, your local, you know, your rebbe, right? So, but let's just read the words. Ba'atam shetzrichin neribo yashtia daika yayin lo shar mashke. Says dafka it should be yayin and not other drinks. Ki pu'ulas hashtia hu lahamtik adin hu hafkel rachman. Because the pu'ula of the shtia is to be mamtik din, right? And to bring it into chasadim, to bring bounty of kindness down to the world. Lachin tzrichel yos hamtaka daika ayde yayin hamisameach. What did we see before yayin hamisameach was called? From Nari. That was called bina. Dafka, what we're drinking at Purim is yayin v'sameach, which again is bina, right? K'maamar krav yayin is samach levav enosh. That yayin brings simcha to a person's lave. And what's the lave? The lave is also the place bina is. Bina is the lave, right? Ki amtakas adinim nikra simcha v'chedva. Befrat b'yom hazesh levinu v'mishta v'simcha. So what do we just see now, chedva? That the yayin at the suda is the bina itself. Again. The whole suda, the drinking of perm, just to get our shkafic idea here. You're not just drinking like you're in high school. You can't just show up to your suda and be like, come on, let's drink. It has to be, why am I doing this? What's this for? It's what? It's bina. And bina is olam tshuva. Is that why? I'm doing this to return myself to Hashem. Right? That's the nekud. The person has to have come in with that straight. You have to remind yourself of it because it's become such a klipa in this world, you know, that like, how many people have to say warning signs, don't drink so much? Why? Because people just show up, oh, give up, it's a day of high school. If you don't do it with the proper hashkafa, then it mamash becomes a disaster for people. And again, I hate being that guy who says that, but it's important to have that hashkafa, important for us, to realize that there's an avoda going on. There's mamash melchama, es melchama. How many people don't even have a hakar of that? That's why all the people, you know, growing up parents, they hate Purim. Because they see these high school kids destroying it. But do it b'nachas, do it b'kedusha, b'tshuva. Learn, not deep kavanas, learn a kavana to have every sip you take. Someone said before, the Kavod Purim, that what are Haman Baruch Mordechai? The Ari says that the main thing you should, it says in Sifte Chaim, you shouldn't look to be saying Baruch Haman, right? It should come only from a place of no das. The ikkar is to keep saying Baruch Mordechai, Baruch Mordechai. Because when you keep saying Baruch Mordechai, it brings bracha to Mordechai and all tzaddikim. When you say Ar Haman, it brings all the Ar to Haman. Right? The Megillah I have here says that. So we have to be aware of that, to have the proper kavana like that. Yeah? Okay, we're good?
Yeah.
Now let's start bringing in more la'avod. Or one more nekud that's a little bit deep, then we're going to start mamish pumping. You know? I like that. Pumping, you know? So it's like this. The Inyan of Purim, familiar with the Pardinim? There's a concept called Pardinim. You look at it, fine. So it's important just to know these things exist, you know? So obviously, you see the word par. You see par is a big word. Purim, word par. What's the parsha after Purim? Parsha par. So you see them going on. So the osios menatzpach, okay? Those are the sofits, right? You have a mem sofit, a nun sofit, a tzadik sofit, a pei sofit, and a chaf sofit. So all those are meramis on din, yeah? So the gematria of menatzpach itself is gematria 280. That's par. That's why Purim is called Yom Par. You're metakin that par. Okay? Happens to be that also Haman has Yenika from there, Zeresh and all them, but not for now. But basically, what you're doing in on Purim, this is the avod of it, is that you're being metakin par. Yom par is Purim. Right? You're being metakin din. The whole thing is metakin din. So we said before, what's the shorish of all din? Bina. So again, like we said before, Purim, you're holding in that olam ha-bina, olam ha-50, olam ha-chamishim. So we're mamash going into that place, we're going to be metakin. Okay? So you see, Purim is such a high and elevated day. Dafka, what we said before, with the yir and the mem of Purim. Okay? Shat to bina. Now, should we speak about avod ha-chevra?
Yeah.
Now let's bring it down to a vote. You ready? Now that we just got there, let's pump it. Let's pump it, boys. I like that. That's going to be the new word. Pump it. Okay. So number 50 with Kriyashma. That's the Yichud of Nun Leib Sof and Ben Yishai. So now, in Kriyashma itself, there's a Kavana from Nari that, in Shar Kavanos, this is the Kavana you have to say when you're saying Kriyashma. Simple Kavana. Kodem Shomar Kriyashma, Tzarech Shetichavin El Mitzvah Aseh, Shetavinu, the Kriyas Kriyashma. A, when you read Kriyashma, first you should be Mechavin, Mitzvah Aseh, to read Kriyashma. Gam, Kodem Shetel Omer Shema Yisrael, Tizkor Shnei Necha, Biyadim Necha, cover your hands with your two, cover your eyes with your hands. Vitzarech Lechavin, Bemilas Echad, Limsor Nafshecha. You should have in mind Mesiris Nechesh. Bidab Misos Basin, Skilis Refa Herig Vechenek. Vizesor Akasav, Ki alecha ragnu kol yom. So you see from Nari, the kavana is mesiras nefesh. That what amamish being most of a nefesh means what? When I say Kriyashma, I'm going into a state of bittul. Hashem, kabel oma chushmaim. That's it. That's all I want from you. I don't want anything for myself. Right? You see that with Esther. Esther went into Achashveir, said, if I'm gone, fine, I don't mind. That's Kriyashma. Yeah? Now it goes like this. Chever, buckle up. Mamish, buckle up. Here we go. So, the very beginning of the Megillah itself. Perek Aleph. Pasuk Yirah. So again, whenever it says HaMelech in the Megillah, who's that referring to? Shem's Burak. Yeah? Referring to Hashem. So he says, the Melech says a commandment. Right? Omar. So the Melech said to his guys, Lahavi esvashti amalka lifnei HaMelech bekeser malchus. So, Hamalka lifnei Hamelech b'keser malchus. That the Melech was calling for his Malka. Who's the Melech's Malka? Us. Hashem's calling us. How does he want us to come? B'keser malchus. Right? B'keser malchus, that's it. It's pashtus. Right? With the strain. Very good. Right? He calls us, listen, Chevra. He calls us b'keser malchus. The Sif Sechum says, Dafka, Achshver is called, don't come with any other article of clothing except for the keser malchus. Mamash, nothing. So now, what's that for us, though? What's that saying to us? The Keser Malchus. So Bekesser Malchus is Gematria 1118, is Gematria exactly Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. On Purim, what's the Melech calling us to the Suda to come with? What's the Melech calling us? He's calling us to come with what, Chevra?
Shema.
Which means that what? He's coming us to call, calling us to come with what? With Mesiras Nefesh, with Bittel. Hashem says, I mamish love you, I don't want you to come with anything else but Kesser Malchus. So if you have the person, for a second, if you have the person who takes that literal, then it's a big mistake. You know, you don't want that guy. But if you take it, the remez of Shema Yisrael, Hashem wants to come to the Suda with what? Omar Chashmain. Holding by Shar 50, which is what with the tshuva?
Shema Yisrael.
Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, is 1118. Tegmatra exactly, Big Kesser Machas, which is what the Melech calls the Makalit, yeah? Hashem's calling us to just be Mevata ourselves, like we saw from Ariya Kaddish, right? The Iker Nekuda is that what? That when I say Shema, like we saw from Mordechai, right? So this all sounds like, wow, we quoted the Ariya Kaddish, the Zohar Kaddish, the Sechein, we're Mamish, what does this apply to me? You want to know what applies to you? Is that when you say Shema in a state of Adul Yada. Now don't take that literal, you know? Because what it means is you say it, what's Adul Yada? Adul Yada is a state of Bittul. That when I say Kriya Shema, it's a Purim de Kriya Shema, every time. That what? Hashem is the Melech. I am nothing. Kovud Malch Shemayim. How is it possible for a person to say Kriya Shema in less than 1 second? It's crazy. There's a Maisa quick, where we don't have so much time. There's Maisa with, who's the guy in India that, the big,
Gandhi,
right? So, what's the other guy? The big guy?
Dalai Lama.
Yeah, Dalai Lama. Someone came to Dalai Lama, he's like good at his Bodhis, no? That's his Nakuda, right? So a Jew came to him one time and said, I'm coming to you to help me. And all of a sudden the guy says to him, Dalai Lama, he says, wait, you're a Jew, no? So he says, yeah. He's like, so why are you coming to me? He's like, what do you mean? He's like, you have the best tool for this Indian of meditation. He's like, what? He's like, you say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Think of it. This is the expert of meditation in the world. He said, the schusa Jew has. How many people just run through Shema? It's nuts. No, it's mamish nuts. But Shema, when you say it with Mesiras Nefesh, with mamish in that state of Adol Yada, because why? That's the Sharnun. This is the Kesser Machlis. Hashem says, I don't want anything from you. I don't want your Torahs. I don't want anything. I just want you to come to Kesser Machlis. What? With Mekabal Machashmayim. Right? This is the soul of Purim itself. Is that Purim, we think we have to come with everything. We just heard such big Torahs. No, mom is such big Torahs. From the Arif to Sadik. I'm not holding by that. So you think I come to Purim instead of Yesh, I don't know anything. Hashem says, that's what I want from you. To realize that you are nothing. Adalo Yada. Means what? That I mamish don't know anything. Till I get to that state of Yediyah, the Iker Yediyah, Tachas Hayediyah is what? Tachas Hayediyah, like Rabbi Nachman says, Tachas Hayediyah, Shlonoda. The Tachas of knowing is to know that you don't know anything. And that's Purim. Purim is that day that we get to that place of the tachlis of our das, right? So now come back to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is buried on Har Nevo. We said Nunbo. What does it say about Moshe Rabbeinu? Where is he buried? We don't know, right? Like we said before, we don't know. It says Moshe Rabbeinu is buried in the place of what? Lo yada ish es kivuraso. No one knows where he's buried. So one of my favorite words of Rubenstein said last year, lo yada ish es kivuraso means so on Purim, when you get to that state of Adol Yada, you find Moshe Rabbeinu's kever. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu is. Why? Because on Purim, when you're in that state of Adol Yada, you're holding by 50. You're holding by there. But what? What's the tachlis? So you would think, okay, that means I have to get plastered. Mom, I should drink so much. Bichlal, not what it is. Because if a person comes to the Suda, like Rav Shor says, Rav Gedalia Shor says, that there's two ways to come to the Purim. If you come into the Purim Suda, like Hudim Haisa or Vesim Chavsaz Mikar, then you should be zoche to get to Adol Yada. But if you come into Purim by Adol Yada, then that's not the way you come in. It says, Mechayev Inish Libesuim Bepuraya Adol Yada. So the way Swarm read it, my dad always tells me this, I always tell this to my dad, I speak this out with him before Purim, he always makes sure I have this clear. So what? Chayev Inish Libesuim Bepuraya. In Purim itself. You have to be drunk on the day of Purim. Even without wine. Weinberger told me this also 2 years ago. That the Kud of Purim is that when I hear the word Purim, I'm drunk already. That's the state. Which means that what? On Purim itself, it's a day of Adol Yada. You're there. You're already there. You're by Shar Chamishim. You're by Moshe Rabbeinu. You're by Mordechai. This is what the Tzaddikim are pulling for us. Mamas, that we're holding in the state of Adol Yada already on Purim itself. Right? In a state of Bittul. To be Mekaba all these hours. Mamas, it's a full day of Adol Yada. That's where it is. That's where we're holding by. Right? Like the Tzvi Tzadik says, Tzvi Tzadik says beautifully. He says, first of all, Rubinson says, Chayv Inish Lubesum Paraya, Chayv Inish, Inish is Osios Yesh Ayin, right? To make that Nekuda of Yesh Ayin, that I come as a state of Ayin, right? Come as a state of Bittel. But also, Tzvi Tzadik is beautiful remez. He said, Ad Lo Yada, right? Ad Lo Yada is Gematria 179, is Gematria Vinahapachu. The state of Adol Yada is the state of Vinahapachu. That what? That I change everything in my life around. Why I make myself the better person. But also, the Indian of Adol Yada goes like this. Yeah? That we know we heard from Moshe Tzvi Shlita last night. He says the Indian of Yain is 70, is Gematria, the amount of years that David Melech lived. Right, David, like the Sefer Fisher says, he quoted, right, Fisher says that David is Ushpizin of Perm. That's David's day, right? Because Ad Delo Yada, is Gemash 193, is Gemash exactly, Bekise David Avdecha. That what? Ad Lo Yada, you're holding by David Melech's Kise. Because we know, we say Yad Al Kase Ka. So Kase Ka, right? Kase Ka is Gemash what? Kise David. That's what he tries to block out. Haman and Amalek tried to block out the Kise of David Melech. David Melech is the sword of Purim himself. He's the Shpizin of it. Because what's the derech of David? What's the derech that we come into Purim, that we should have this hashkaf for Purim? The derech of David, like he says in Tehillim, Kuf Yud Tes, he says what? Derech emuna bacharti. He says, I chose for myself a derech emuna. If you look in the Kavanos of Kriya Shema, right, in Shema itself is rooted the 10 Aseret HaDibros, right? Different parts. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, in that the Kavan is Anochi Hashem Elokecha. That's what? That's the shorish of all Amunah, is Anuchi Hashem Akecha. So again, David HaMelech, who's the Ushpizin of Purim, is what? Derech Emunah Bacharti. What does it mean for us, Derech Emunah Bacharti? Right? Derech Emunah Bacharti means that I come to Purim saying, Hashem, Purim is mamish, I wait the whole year for Purim. We all wait for the whole year for Purim. Hashem, there's so much oros, there's so much I want to get done. I want to do this, I want to have this kavana. I can't, I'm a human being, I can't. But Hashem, I have Emunah in you, that what? That Purim itself is Mechaper. Right? Like we say by Yom Kippur, Itzu Shel Yom Mechaper. The Etzim of the day itself is Mechaperas, yeah? So what does the Zohar say about Yom Kippur? Tikkuni Zohar says, Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is like Purim, which means the Purim's on a higher state. So if Yom Kippur is Etzim, right? That the Itzu Moshe Mechaper, how much more so Purim? You come into Purim itself, give out. No, why is everyone smiling and dancing right now? Give up, no? Right? Yitzimu Shayil Mechaper. Ma'amash, we're getting kapara on Purim. Purim is Lashon himself, a Purim. Pur. Par. Kapara. That's ma'amash what it is. We come to Purim, new state. But the Nekuda is that, yes, we sell these beautiful Torahs, at the Chamishim, from the Ariya Kaddish, from the Zohar Kaddish. But the way we do it is what? Derech Emunah Bacharti. Hashem, I know you're throwing all this stuff onto it, so therefore what? I'm going to toivel on Purim, I'm going to make myself a kli to mekabel these brachas. Why? Because there's nothing Hashem loves more than when a Jew says, kol haposhi yad nosno. When a Jew says, okay, my hands are out. And Hashem's just going to want to fill us up. That's how Hashem works. This is what He wants to do for us. He wants to give us mamish everything. Like hu demaisa ora v'simcha v'sasam yikar. Hashem wants us to have ori. He wants us to have sasam. Wants us to have simcha. Wants us to have yikar. But the whole nekuda is what we just say to Hashem, I want to be mekabel from you. I want to be a player in this game, Hashem. I want you to pump it all into me. So that's the Kudah Chevro. Mamash, the whole year so far, I've given like 20 shirim this year. Every shir has been building up to Purim. You know, such mamash, the schus for us to be part of this. It's a schus. The Nekudah of Purim is don't be nervous. Don't look to get everything you could. Just be open and say, Hashem, you run the day today and I'm following. Be besimcha, everything Hashem has mapped out for us. If there's anything we learn in Megillas Esther, we know what? That every single nekuda is hashkacha pratis. So you have to remind yourself, because a malik tries to get in and say, like, oh, come on, you gotta be here, you gotta be here. No. I just have to be in Purim. Like Dov Melech says, v'ani tefila. Right? He says, I'm tefila. So I remember, I said to one of my friends a couple years ago, person has to come to Purim and say, v'ani Purim, I'm Purim. That's it. Just when you come to Purim, just be in Purim. Don't be anywhere else. There's nowhere else you have to be. Just remind yourself, Purim, v'ani Purim. Then Kudav Tshuva, and Kudav Shach Mishim, Shisocha, to that day of Azim Malay Schok Pinu, it's the end of Adar itself, a time of Schok, the covered Shabbos Kodesh, Beschus David Makam Mashicha, Siat Hashmaya, Nayudim, Aisaira, Vesimra, Vesasakika, Nayudim. I saw it, Missimba, Missasanika, I saw it, Missimba, Missasanika, I
Layudim, Layudim, I saw your love, and sin love is not some big time. Layudim, Layudim, I saw your love, and sin love is not some big time. Layudim, Layudim, I saw your love, and sin love is not some big time. Layudim, Layudim, I saw your love, and sin love is not some big time.
Freilich und Purim.